Continuing with our look at the events in the aftermath of the events of Ashura, we find that Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam remained in Medina until his wafat, until his death in 95 after Hijrah, dedicating his life to learning and ibadah, becoming an authority on prophetic traditions and law. But he was known mostly for his nobility of character and his taqwa. The details that have reached us about his life in Medina take the form of anecdotes, which affirm his constant preoccupation with acts of devotion to Allah. He used this time to write Sahifatul Sajjadiyah. We've been looking at the du'as of this amazing book, also called the Zabur of the Ahlul Bayt, the Psalms of the Ahlul Bayt, being a book of du'as answering all theological and ethical questions. Through Majlis-e Hussein, he kept the message of Islam alive, continually reminding people of the values and ideals of Muhammad and the values for which his father died. When Walid inherited the throne of Damascus, he arranged for Imam to be poisoned. And in his will, Imam included a piece of advice that was given to him by his father. And I'd like to quote this because it's amazing. Imam said, "Never oppress the one who has no one but Allah to listen to his cries." There are many of the anecdotes which are related concerning his grief over the day of Ashura. It is said that for the time he was in Medina, the 20 years, whenever food was placed before him, he would weep. And one day one of his servants says, "Ya Ibn Rasulullah, is it not time for your sorrow to come to an end?" And he said, "Woe upon you. Prophet Yaqub had 12 sons, one of them disappeared." Yaqub's eyes turned white from constant weeping, his hair turned grey out of sorrow, and his back was bent in sorrow though his son was alive in this world. "But I watched while my father, my brother, my uncle, and 17 members of my family were slaughtered all around me. How should my sorrow come to an end?" When he used to walk the streets of Medina, and he would see a butcher maybe slaughtering an animal, he would say, "Have you given this animal some water?" And the butcher would say, "Yes, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We never do zibah of an animal without feeding it and giving it drink." And Imam used to say, "Do you know my father was slaughtered on the sands of Karbala without even a drop of water?" Imam fathered 15 children. There were 11 boys and 4 girls. And in this period of time, in fact, very soon after, in the year 62 after Hijrah, Sayyidah Zainab dies. The exact date and place of her death is not clear. It's either Damascus, Medina, or Cairo, though more popularly she is thought to be buried in Damascus. In the same year that the prisoners returned, Umm Rubab died, refusing to ever be comfortable, always grieving for her husband Imam Hussein alayhi salam and her 2 children, Ali Askar, the 6-month-old babe that was slaughtered in his father's arms, and her daughter Sayyida Sakina, buried in the prison of Damascus. There were some personalities who, after the event of Karbala, derived their strength from contemplation at this tragedy, and they became examples themselves. Now we're going to look at one of those examples hopefully tomorrow, and we will look at the example of the personality of Mukhtar Thaqafi. Inshallah, we will do that tomorrow.